Hi, everybody. Do you want to learn how to make audiences enjoy, laugh, and love you? And you want to stand out as one of the most memorable MCs ever? Well, all you have to do is follow my techniques, and the audience will leave the event thinking that you are brilliant. Now, it's a very simple technique that anyone can do, and it only takes a little effort. Yay! What am I talking about? Using comedy. Okay, guys, now please note, I did not say I want you to become a comedian. I said use comedy. What this means actually is strategically placing cute little one-liners throughout your event. Now, some people are naturally spontaneous and funny, but unfortunately, I am not one of those people. So how do I look like I am? Simple. I just learn the lines. I memorize them. It's just like learning lyrics to a song. So depending on the type of performer you are, so guys, I want you to refer back to one of those core trainings on the quadrants that you fit into, then you are going to research comedy that suits your style. I want you to research one-liners. Now, do you know what I mean when I say one-liners? One-liners don't necessarily mean it's just one line, but they're actually short little jokes that are short, sharp, and snappy. So, for example, on stage, if someone does rather well on a game, I might say, "Wow, this deserves a special prize. What do you want? Coffee, tea, or me?" Okay, by me, I actually mean Maggie me, me goreng, wonton me. You get it? It's just silly, cute stuff, but this makes the audience relax and chuckle. So remember, we're not looking for side-splitting punchlines here. The objective is tickle the audience's funny bones. Now you have to research these lines and just learn them. Have them at your fingertips. So you can record them on your smartphone under notes. That's where I actually keep mine. Or you could keep them in a book. And the most important thing is read them before you go on stage. Refresh your mind with your best lines. Make sure that they're fresh in your head until they're second nature to you and you can pull them out of your memory at the drop of a hat when the right moment on stage presents itself for a perfect line. So you're going to have to build up a collection of these and make sure that you always write them down or record them. Otherwise, you're going to let a lot of valuable material pass you by and it could even be forgotten. Now, where do you source these lines from? Guys, jokes are everywhere. You can Google one-liners. On the internet, you can buy joke books. People are always putting jokes on Facebook and lots of my friends send me jokes on WhatsApp. They come from anywhere. Also, many times the audience are a great source of material. You say a line and the audience fire back with an even funnier version of that same line. Gosh, I love that. So if someone from the audience yells out a great line and the whole audience collapses, this is what you say. You look directly at that person and say, "Correct." And then you repeat the line that the audience said. You want to know why? Because you will then get the laugh. Even though that person was the first one to say it, you get the laugh. And by the way, repeat that funny line. Because not everybody heard what the heckler said. And when you repeat it on the microphone, you amplify it. it actually looks like it's your line. So even if someone obviously said it, guys, just repeat what they said, and I guarantee you will still get that laugh. And for me, honestly, if a heckler in the audience yells out a gem, a great one-liner, I don't want to forget them. So I turn to the DJ and say, stop what you're doing, write that down immediately. Or as soon as, if I know I've got a break coming up, I will make sure that the first thing I do is write that line down or record it on my phone. But guys, if it's been really funny, I've actually even stopped the show and said, gosh, that was brilliant. Let me write it down before I forget. And I actually go off stage and write it down. The audience don't mind because they actually like my honesty and my spontaneity. And they knew it was a funny line anyway, and they don't want it to be lost. But remember, all the cute little one-liners that you add throughout your event are what will add up and make you look like a brilliant performer who has just the right thing to say at the right time. And the beauty of this is, you don't need many. Honestly and truthfully, I might only throw in about 10 of these lines per event. But they're little nuggets of specially chosen humor. And guys, this makes your audience relax, going home thinking, wow, what an absolutely amazing night or event or performer. So remember, you're not looking for the audience to be rolling in the aisles at a punchline. You are looking to tickle the audience's funny bone. You want them to relax, become more open and accepting, because when you open your mouth, there's a big chance that something cute and funny might come out. Now, I want to address another aspect here, because I see that a lot of MCs shy away from humor because they think they have to be a comedian. But guys, it's not like that at all. There was one event I did for a company, and they hired me as the MC, but they also hired a comedian to perform as a Showtime segment. Now, it was a hugely successful event for me, but not so for the comedian. In fact, many guests were commenting that I was way funnier than the comedian. Now, this wasn't true. The comedian actually did a very commendable job. But I realized the difference between the comedian and the MC was, for the comedian, the audience was sitting there looking at the comedian, who is an act, and they're thinking, okay, you're a comedian, you're paid to make us laugh, so make me laugh. And it's actually very difficult sometimes for comedians to go down well because there's this tremendous amount of pressure on them from the audience. The audience are sitting there insisting, make me laugh. However, the difference with an MC is you guys just don't have this pressure. So you only need to come out with these tasty little tidbits from time to time, these tiny little one-liners. I call these little sprinklings of spice throughout the night. And they think you are so funny, so brilliant, and that you have made the night so enjoyable because you do not have the pressure of having to be a comedian and the audience never even suspected you could make them laugh in the first place. And that's why they love you for it. And it's not just that. Unlike a comedian who actually has a strict timing for their show to make people laugh in, we as MCs don't. So as the night is bubbling along, when a choice moment presents itself and it's perfect timing, that is when we can insert one of our cute little lines. So that's why you actually look brilliant in the eyes of the audience, because they think you're being spontaneous. But actually, we know it's not like that. If you follow my advice here, you will already have your repertoire of one-liners, just like a library in your mind. They're on call, ready to be used when the moment presents itself, and bang, you whack with your line. Perfection. So I like to compare an event to cooking a great meal. You don't actually start with the finished meal, and it's like an event. Every event is different. You start at the beginning, but as it goes along, you are going to be adding nice little spices. A pinch of salt here, a bit of pepper there, a little bit of curry here, maybe add some coloring. So as the night progresses, you're adding textures, flavors, until the end of the night, you end up with a delicious, tasty meal that leaves a wonderful taste in the audience's mouth. So instead of something that's just bland, you've spiced up the night. And remember, you don't have to go overboard. Sometimes the simplest dishes are also the tastiest. The same for shows. A few strategically placed one-liners that build on the momentum of the moment in an event. This is what makes the event memorable. So, to be loved by your audience, it's not difficult. You just need to sprinkle some nice little spicing throughout the event, and I call this humor. Now, a word of caution. I have noticed a lot of MCs only using humor when they've got people lined up on stage for a game. And then they're not really looking for humor. They're actually looking to get laughs by sabotaging people, trying to get a laugh at the expense of someone else. So this type of humor, it's okay occasionally, especially if the audience member is very sporting. But if you use this style of humor too often, it actually can become distasteful and leave a little bit of a bad feeling in the person who's being sabotaged. And because people are very sensitive, if they start to feel that this person is not happy, then the audience will start to feel very uncomfortable about the way you're treating that person. And then, you know what you've done? You've actually stopped your audience from wanting to even come up on stage. So from now on, you are going to have a hard time getting people to participate. So you don't want to block people. You don't want to stop them from participating. You want to encourage them. So the most important thing is get audiences to open their hearts. Comedy, humor can really open up people if used the right way. And this type of humor is, it's laughing with them or people laughing at you, not you sabotaging them and making the audience laugh specifically at them. So it's very simple. Just sprinkle your show, your whole event, with little individual lines. They don't have to be rolling in the aisle jokes with punchlines. They can even be silly little lines. I give you another example. For example, if I get a guy on stage and I ask, what does he do? If he says, I'm an engineer, then I say, really? How's your engine? Another example. A guy comes on stage and he says he makes something. I always say, wow, I love a man who makes things. How much do you make? If I was a male MC, I would twist this joke around like this. The guy says, I make things. If I'm a male MC, I'd say, oh, really? Girls, pay attention, because I am going to ask this guy the question all of you want the answer to. Sir, how much do you make? Simple little lines like this. This is spicing on a show for an event. Now, of course, occasionally I still do use full jokes also. In fact, I usually will put in one or two full jokes. And these jokes I actually expect to get a round of applause for. But once again, I have strategically placed these jokes in just when the moment is right. However, if I haven't been spicing up the whole night with my cute little silly one-liners, honestly and truthfully, these full jokes would never go down as well. So I want you to think of yourself not as a comedian, but as humorists, personality performers. Now, you might find a joke that makes you roar with laughter, and you think it's perfect for you because you love it. And it may not work exactly like that for you when you try to say it to the audience. Well, this has happened to me also many times. I have found a great joke. I know it will work. But when I first use it, it doesn't get the response that I want. So I have to tweak it. And I tweak it. And I give it a different spin, I turn it around, I maybe rearrange it until I turn it into a show stopper. So if you think a joke is great and it doesn't work immediately, don't throw it away. See if you can keep giving it a different delivery or a different spin or turn it around until you find that, yes, it is going to be a showstopper for you as well. So just for your information, my personal style of humor is I like to boost people rather than pull them down. So any jokes I come across where I can boost a person, these are ideal jokes, one-liners for me. I'm always on the lookout or listening out for these. But also remember, timing. One of the most important things is to make the joke fit in the moment. Match that little anecdote, that one-liner, to the perfect moment in your event. So that's why you have to memorize your lines so you can pull them out of your hat, just like a magician pulls out a rabbit from the hat, at the perfect timing when you know it fits in that moment. Now, for me, I also avoid anything to do with politics, race, and religion, because my objective of being a humorist is to make the audience have fun, be playful, and in fact, to bring the kid out in them again. So I don't want them being offended. I want everything to be above board, just good, clean fun. So as an MC, people will want to have fun together with me. I'm not saying this is right for you. This is just my personal style. So the key points from this module are, number one key point, everybody loves to laugh. Key point number two, any MC who can make an audience laugh becomes memorable. Key point number three, you're not trying to take the place of or be a professional comedian. And key point number four, your job is just to tickle the audience's funny bone. So your action steps for this module. Step number one, immediately write down any good one-liners you already have in your repertoire and memorize them. Action step number two, research, research, research. Get a repertoire of humorous material. Action step number three, before you go on stage, refresh all your best lines. Action step number four, if you can't trust your memory, if necessary, write cues on your program so you remember your best lines. Action step number five, start putting humor into your events immediately. And action step number six, if lines don't work, don't give up. Practice tweaking them, spinning them, changing your delivery, and maybe they will become your real gems. Okay, guys, using humor well is what will get you repeat bookings. So start memorizing those cute little silly anecdotal lines. And remember, your cute little lines will start tickling your audience, because we are building your business to make you more money so you can live your dreams. So take care, guys. Have fun with this module, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.